Contraband.
The Judiciary Committee will come back to order. Senator Olson moves for reconsideration of the motion to strike contract and insert agreement. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Senator Olson withdraws her motion to insert agreement for contract. I think we've taken care of the issue because it's at some point Senator Ress is contemplating putting both bills together, and she's going to deal with the internal consistencies as she goes forward with the bill. So let's see. Senator Olson moves that Senate File 416 as amended be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Any further discussions? Anyone else in the audience who would like to testify on the bill? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion
Thank
passes.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Rest.
We did the other one.
Mm-hmm. Senator Ingebrigtsen. Senator Ingebrigtsen, is this your first time in this committee, or you've been here before?
Yes, it is, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Oh, boy.
So be
Senator Ingebrigtsen, have you heard how kind we are to our, chairs in this committee?
I'm just here to see if it's true.
Well, here we go.
Here we go.
1540.
All right.
I'll move the bill.
What was that? What was that?
That was just a clearing of the throat, Senator.
Much noise in the hallway. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Senator Ingebrigtsen, do you have an author's amendment?
I do. I'm here on Senate File 1540 with regards to the gang and drug oversight, and I do have an A1 amendment.
Senator Ingebrigtsen, do you want to go through the A1 amendment, or should we have counsel walk us through that?
You know, that probably would be the best.
All right.
I could give you some generalization, but it would be the best if you were to do that.
Well, why don't you tell us about your bill, and then once the amendments get to the room, we'll have counsel walk us through the A1 amendment.
Okay, what my bill does is basically for the gang and drug oversight committee, as well as now with this amendment, to be included in that the committee, the Financial Crimes Oversight Council, and basically what I would like to accomplish with this bill is to add to the council a member from the two legislators on each oversight committee, two non-voting members. And I think what this will do will provide a conduit from the people from the where the rubber meets the road, the people that are actually out there dealing with the crimes that we're talking about here, and actually open up a little better dialogue, I think, between them and the legislature. I'm not saying that there isn't a good dialogue now, but I think it would just be opening that up a little bit more, a little better communication. So when they do come before this body, as well as over on the House side, there's going to be at least one or two more members of these particular committees that are going to know what's being talked about when they talk about these very serious crimes that are poisoning our communities here throughout the state of Minnesota. So, but what the A1 amendment does, and again, council can go through that, but that basically marries the two different councils and puts a legislative non-voting member on each from each body on each particular council, and that's basically it in a nutshell.
Yes. Senator Ingebrigtsen, we're going to put on the A1 amendment so that your bill is in the shape that you would like it to be in. Senator Neville moves the A1 amendment to put the Senate File 1540 in the shape that the author desires it to be in. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion passes.
Thank you.
All right. So, Senator Ingebrigtsen, I'm going to have Mr. Backus walk us through the A1 amendment, filling in some of the holes. Mr. Backus.
Madam Chair and members, the A1 amendment adds two provisions to Senator Ingebrigtsen's bill, both of which amend the Minnesota Financial Crimes Oversight Council statute. Section 2 amends the Financial Crimes Oversight Council to add two legislators, one senator and one representative, both of whom are serving on the policy committees dealing with criminal justice, and then it clarifies that those legislative members cannot vote. This language is basically the same as the language in Senator Ingebrigtsen's original bill dealing with the Gang Oversight Council. The next section, which begins on page 1, line 34, adds Senator Moy's bill, which is Senate File 615, to Senator Ingebrigtsen's bill, and that requires an annual report of the Financial Crimes Oversight Council to the chairs and ranking minority members of the appropriate legislative committees, and it just details what that report should include. Currently, the Financial Crimes Oversight Council does not have an annual reporting requirement like the Gang one does.
Correct. And members, just so that you know, Senator Chaudhry was a co-author of Senate File 615 on that, and he agrees that you know, that's a good thing to do. It's just good to make the two councils parallel one another because their statutory language borrowed from each other. So, any questions for Senator Ingebrigtsen in Senate File 1540? All right, seeing none, Senator Neville moves that Senate File 1540, as amended, be recommended to pass and be re-referred to the Senate floor. Oh, sorry.
Rules.
Sorry. To rules.
Rules.
To, that's true. To stay in local,
okay.
government operations and oversight.
Yeah. Right.
Since Senator Ress is not here, that committee is called SALGU.
Oh. Madam Chair, and as Senator Ingebrigtsen, at some point the Rules Committee will have to get the bill too, because any bill that appoints legislators to it, the Rules Committee wants to see it because they want to find out who's being appointed to what. So just
be fine.
Know the path. So,
on Senator Neville's motion, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay. Motion passes.
Thank you.
See?
That was easy.
There you go.
I will come back.
No,
it's just
15.
You really don't have to.
Well, since Senator Ingebrigtsen, his wisdom, chose to incorporate 615, that's off the agenda.
Oh.
You may be surprised.
If Senator Ingebrigtsen doesn't get his bill passed, is he ever going to get another bill heard in this committee again?
I think
it'll
work. Right.
Okay.
Senate File 985, I'm going to have the department come. This is their bill. I believe members, and I'm not even going to bother to handle the gavel over, because this is a technical correction to be in conformity with federal requirements, I believe. And so it's a pretty technical thing. I think in the other body it just went directly to the consent calendar because of that. I know Senator Betzel doesn't care, but that's how.
I don't care.
Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair and members, my name is Julie Letourneau-Lackner. I'm a manager with the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. And as Madam Chair indicated, this is a technical bill. The current law authorizes both a state criminal history check and a national fingerprint-based criminal history check on individuals being considered for child placement following the removal of a child from the home. The FBI requires that all national criminal history inquiries made for non-criminal justice purposes such as this be fingerprint-based. They have made an exception to this rule when exigent circumstances exist. Upon approval by the FBI of a state law, a name-based inquiry may be conducted of the federal records, but must be followed up with fingerprints. Upon submission of the current law to the FBI, for consideration to allow Minnesota to conduct the name-based searches in cases of emergency placement, prior to the submission of fingerprints, the request was denied. The FBI requires that the state law authorize the name-based searches, provides for the submission of the fingerprints to the FBI within 15 calendar days of conducting the name-based search, and provides that the children or child be removed from the home if the subject does not provide their fingerprints. This bill addresses the absence of these elements in the current law.
Any questions, members? Senator Neville.
Madam Chair, this is used for foster home people. Is that correct?
It's used in cases where the child is removed from the home and placed usually with a relative or a non-custodial parent.
What do we do with the fingerprints then? After, I mean, this is a civil matter. They're not. We're only using it to do a criminal background check. Who keeps the fingerprint information after the search is done?
Madam Chair, Senator Neville, the fingerprints are destroyed once they're processed.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Any further questions? Seeing none, does anybody in the audience want to testify on this bill? Seeing none, Senator Betzel moves that Senate File 985 be recommended to pass and be placed on the consent calendar.
Madam Chair, since that's what the other body did, I'm more than to make it consistent.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. And members, we had a bill that was withdrawn from the committee or was asked to not be heard, so we are adjourned.
Wow.